I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Tuesday during a visit to Afghanistan that the Trump administration is aiming for a peace deal in the war-ravaged country by September.
I've said the word peace more than half a dozen times. It's our priority. But the pursuit of peace should not wait until the Afghan presidential election. Election planning must go forward without delay as we pursue the peace that Afghans deserve.
His visit came as American and Taliban negotiators prepared to meet in Qatar later this week for the next round of talks in their months-long dialogue aimed at finding a political settlement to the Afghan war. Afghanistan is due to hold presidential elections on September 28th. The head of U.S. Customs and Border Protection says he's stepping down as his agency is under siege over the discovery of dozens of children in filthy conditions at one of its stations in Texas. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Although he did not give a reason, Acting Customs and Border Protection Commissioner John Sanders said in a message to employees that he would be resigning on July 5th. Previously CBP's chief operating officer, Sanders was named acting commissioner in April. That's after the agency's previous leader, Kevin McAleenan, became acting secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. CBP is the agency that apprehends and first detains migrant parents and children crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. Shelley Adler, Washington.
The United Nations Special Human Rights Investigator from Myanmar says the military may be carrying out gross human rights violations in western Myanmar. Yang Yi Lee said this could be happening under the cover of an internet blackout. Lee said Monday, mobile internet service has been blacked out in 9 townships across Rakhine and neighboring Chin states. You're listening to VOA News. President Donald Trump told VOA on Tuesday that the U.S. was close to reaching a safe third country agreement with the Central American country of Guatemala.